You know a Ray Charles song the moment that you hear it. That rich voice, that witty delivery, floating above a horn section or strings, singing about lost love and empty pockets. Ray Charles died yesterday at the age of 73, and music journalist Ashley Kahn has this remembrance.
In the timeline of modern American music, only a few musicians can be singled out as pivotal figures who altered all the music that came after them. Louis Armstrong was one, so was James Brown. Another was born Ray Charles Robinson in Albany, Georgia, in 1930. The details of Ray Charles's life reveal a man determined not to let anything stand in his way. He was poor, he was African-American, and after the age of 7 he was blind. He was also addicted to heroin for almost 20 years before cleaning up. Despite all that, he became a father figure to not one, but three musical styles: rhythm and blues, rock and roll, and soul.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on me.
As he told me last summer, Ray Charles was first and foremost a blues player.
I consider myself halfway decent. I do know how to play the blues, you know, and play it different ways, you know, to make it have a little different sound of its own. Like Sinner's Prayer, which is very slow, real nasty like, you know.
Well, if I've done somebody wrong,
Ray Charles grew up under the influence of Charles Brown, Nat Cole, and other popular blues and jazz players. Then in 1954, while recording for the independent label Atlantic, the piano man found his own sound, combining secular rhythm and blues with the feel of gospel. Ahmet Erdogan is still president of Atlantic Records. Back then, he was also Ray Charles's producer.
He took certain gospel songs and wrote pop lyrics to them. I Got a Woman was the song which started establishing a style.
She's there to love me, never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
Through the 50s, Ray Charles's star was on the rise. He became popular with black and white listeners alike. In 1959, Charles made the jump from Atlantic to ABC, a major record company that helped him reach a larger, more mainstream audience. But as Charles remembered, the record label got a lot more than it bargained for.
ABC got me because they wanted a rhythm and blues artist on their label. But then when I got over there, I started doing things like Georgia on my mind, and nobody thought was going to work.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
And then I did a country and western album. Nobody thought it was going to work. Then I did this Genius Plus Soul Equal Jazz. And sometimes they said to me, Ray, I think you're screwing up your career. You want to do this, you want to do that. You're going to lose a lot of fans. And, of course, my attitude was, you're probably right. I may lose a lot of fans, but I think I'll gain more fans than I lose. That was my thing. And as it turned out, for once in my life, I was kind of right.
Just a little bit of soul now.
Charles recorded over 60 albums, won 12 Grammys, and countless other awards. His version of Georgia became the anthem of his home state. Touring nonstop, he came to know the world, and the world came to know him.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back.
You say
hit the road, Jack.
To Charles, the road was home. Only after he was sidelined last year with a hip injury did he consider taking time off. Again, Ahmet Erdogan.
He loved performing, and he never stopped. More recently, he confessed to me, you know, the best days were when I had the small band.
In the end, the number of awards and hit songs that we use to measure the greatness of music legends seems inadequate when speaking of Ray Charles. His sound is proven timeless and his influence pervasive. And yet he saw his life primarily as an example of what anyone can accomplish, and as a testament to the enduring power of music.
I would like, you know, for people to know that, you know, you can recover from a lot of adversity that you might have in your life if you keep pressing on. In other words, you don't give up just because you get knocked down a few times. I could never do that. Music will go to me when the good Lord says, okay, your time is up. But until then, that's me. The music is really my lifeblood. It's like my breathing. You know, I cannot live without it.
It's difficult to imagine a world without Ray Charles. In a way, it seems like he was always here. Certainly, his music still is.
One of these days, and it won't be long, you're gonna look for me and I'll be gone. Cause I believe,
I believe, yes, I believe.
I say I believe right now.
Music journalist Ashley Kahn is the author of A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. Interviews with Ray Charles are at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inske.
You're going round here with your head so hard.